With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Maine's top election official disqualifies former President Trump from the state ballot in next year's presidential primary.
Maine becomes the second state to bar the former president for his role in the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Secretary of State Shenna Bellows, a Democrat, concluded that Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican nomination in 2024, incited an insurrection when he spread false claims about voter fraud in the 2020 election and then urged his supporters to march on the Capitol to stop lawmakers from certifying the vote. The decision came after a group of former Maine lawmakers said that Trump should be disqualified based on a provision of the U.S. Constitution. Bellows suspended her decision until the state Supreme Court can rule on the matter. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a hard-hit Israel kibbutz announced the death of Judith Weinstein, an American-Canadian-Israeli woman who'd been thought to be held hostage in Gaza. Her death announced on Thursday, just 6 days after her husband was also declared dead. A proposal by Democrat New York lawmakers that would force the closure of some popular restaurants is taking heat from GOP Senator Lindsey Graham.
Graham posted a video on X showing him standing outside a Chick-fil-A in New York, protesting a bill that would require the chicken sandwich giant to violate its policy of staying closed on Sundays. Graham says, quote, "This violates the Constitution. This violates the religious liberty of all of us and the company called Chick-fil-A who tries to honor the Sabbath." Graham is threatening to withhold federal funding from any state that tries to make Chick-fil-A open on Sundays. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, authorities in Liberia say a leaking fuel tanker exploded this week, as many as 40 people dead, 83 injured. This is SRN News. It's nearly the end of December, and it's time for one of the most popular Bible apps to announce its verse of the year. That's the one that more people turn to than any other.
The verse this year that had the most bookmark highlights and notes associated with it was Isaiah 41:10, which reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
YouVersion CEO Bobby Grunwald said this is the third year since 2020 that verse wound up on top.
There seems to be more emphasis in the searches that we see around healing, anxiety, hope, you know, things that are people searching for comfort or hope during these times.
Grunwald says it's an encouraging sign more people are downloading YouVersion and getting into the Word. The app has been installed on more than 725 million devices worldwide in more than 2,000 languages. This is SRN News. One of your holiday gifts may be on the recall list.
Federal officials say BlendJet is recalling about 4.8 million of its portable blenders over laceration and fire hazards. That's after receiving dozens of reports of injuries. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, BlendJet 2 portable blenders can overheat or catch fire, and their blades can break off while they're being used. Regulators are urging consumers to stop using the blenders immediately and contact BlendJet for a free base unit replacement. I'm Shelley Adler.
Workers in the Northeast get a pay raise on Sunday. For example, in Rhode Island, the minimum wage goes up a buck to $14 an hour. Vermont's going to reach $13.67, while Maine adds 35 cents to $14.15. Connecticut goes up 69 cents to $15.69, the highest in New England. More at SRNNews.com.